We're going to talk today about the Fair Labor Standards Act. A lot of this stuff is going to sound pedestrian and downright boring, but this is a hot area still. There are more collective actions brought under Section 216B of the Fair Labor Standards Act than there are, at least in the employment area, than there are Rule 23 class actions. And that's been the case now for several years. When I first started practicing back when we drove horse buggies to work, back in the days of mag cards, class actions under Rule 23 were very, very common. In fact, that was every young labor associate's nightmare. You thought that if you died and didn't go to the right place, you would be nothing but doing document reviews for Rule 23 class actions. Although there are still Rule 23, these things are far more common and far more prolific, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Now, I hate to hit you with some basics, but a lot of people don't realize there are really five things that the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 does. First of all, it requires the payment of a minimum wage. Second, it requires the payment of overtime to covered employees for hours worked in excess of 40 in a seven-day week, however you designate the seven-day week. Third, it requires, by virtue of the Equal Pay Act that was added in about 1960, equal pay for males and females doing equal work. Fourth, it has restrictions on the use of child labor. And finally, it has rather stringent record-keeping requirements that if you violate, you can be penalized.